Books on Tape presents Daughter of York by Anne Easter Smith. Read by Rosalind Landor. Part 1. A Plantagenet Princess. 1461 to 1468. Chapter 1. 1461. The Micklegate towered above her, seeming to touch the lowering sky as she knelt in the mud and stared at the gruesome objects decorating the battlement. Rudely thrust on spikes, several human heads kept watch from the crenellations, wisps of hair stirring in the breeze. A paper crown sat askew on one of the bloodied skulls and drooped over a socket now empty of the owner's dark grey eye. The flesh on the cheeks had been picked clean by birds, and there was no nose. Yet still Margaret recognized her father. She could not tear her eyes from him, even as his lifeless lips began to stretch over his teeth into a hideous smile. It was then Margaret screamed, "Margaret, wake up! 'Tis but a dream, my child." Cecily shook her daughter awake. She watched anxiously as Margaret's eyes flew open and looked around her with relief.
"Oh, mother, dear mother, I dreamed of Micklegate again. A terrible, ghastly dream. Why does it not go away? I cannot bear to imagine father and Edmund like that."
Margaret sat up, threw her arms around her mother's neck and sobbed.
"Oh, why did they have to die?"
Cecily held her daughter close and was silent for a moment. Why indeed, she thought, fighting back her own tears. It was surely a mistake, a horrible mistake.